Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin from my Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Hey, folks. Good morning. Today in D.C., Coalition of Black Caucus kicks off. I'm going to be hosting a town hall on the black wealth at B. Smith's at Union Station at 2 o'clock. So a lot of activities this week over the next 4 or 5 days. And so we'll keep you abreast of all the different things taking place. But first, Tom, yesterday we talked about the Mitt Romney video at the fundraiser in Florida, where you talked about the 47% of folks who are moochers. Who just take, and the website that pushed that video out, published it, is Mother Jones, a liberal journalism website, and joining us right now is David Korn. He is the editor-in-chief of Mother Jones. David, if you ain't heard of Mother Jones before the last couple of days, folks know about you guys now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we've gotten literally millions of hits. We've been around for 30 years. We tend to get 8 to 9 million unique viewers a day, a month. At our website, motherjones.com. So we've been out there plugging away, but, you know, we realize that not everyone knows us as well as perhaps you guys. But, you know, this is a big story, and we've put up a lot of clips. We put up the full tape. Mitt Romney came out and said, you know, those guys at Mother Jones, they just took snippets of my answers. I actually took offense at that because I went to great extent, having gotten the video and written the story, to put up full context clips so no one could say that we just snippetized Mitt Romney. So what did we do yesterday? We put up the whole tape so people can watch the whole thing and see how Mitt Romney, you know, meets behind the scenes with very, very wealthy donors, how they talk to each other about the rest of us.
Who recorded the conversation?
That I can't say. It's obviously somebody who was in the room, but it was a source that I was connected with by a freelance researcher named James Carter. And the source at this point doesn't want any attention for himself or herself. And
I'm
protecting the person.
Now, what about that whole issue? Because in Florida, they have the law that says that two people have to agree to or consent to being recorded. Are you concerned about that?
Well, there's no legal liability on the part of Mother Jones or myself. If you're a journalist and you get information, it doesn't really matter how it was obtained. You know, the source might be worried about that, but there's also a, you know, some legal thinking that if you're at a fundraiser where there are a couple dozen people in the room, and you're, you know, a public figure, that you may not have that same expectation of privacy as you would if you were just sitting in a room with one other person and that person recorded you without telling you.
You're speaking about the conservative folks. As a conservative talk show host, he already tweeted me, ask them why they're missing 2 minutes of the tape, trying to say you guys are like Nixon.
Oh, you know why?
Deal.
Because if those are the 2 minutes when Mitt Romney talks about the Kennedy assassination. No, what happened?
What does he say about the Kennedy assassination?
No, I was just joking.
No, he's joking.
That's a joke for the conspiracy theorists out there.
Okay.
They got it. So what happened was the source, the recording device the source was using inadvertently timed out. As soon as the source noticed that it was off, the source turned it back on and says that we lost maybe at most 1 to 2 minutes, perhaps less than that. Right. And, you know, it's the biggest dodge in the world. We have 70 minutes of Mitt Romney on tape saying what he says, and it's not like in those 2 minutes he said, by the way, everything else I said today doesn't count. I'm just joking.
Hey, David, I got to ask you this. Conservatives are trying their best to spin this, saying this is the conversation we want to have. It's about entitlement. Then Mitt Romney's come out saying, well, this is really what I meant. He clearly tried to associate the 47% of Americans who don't pay federal income taxes as being solely supporters of the president.
Well, you know, the thing here is, you know, we can have an argument in this country or debate about entitlements and tax rates and all that. If any of your listeners out there haven't seen the tape, I really encourage them to go to motherjones.com, because really what Mitt Romney is saying is that everyone, not some, but everyone who voted for Obama is a moocher, a parasite, people who don't take personal responsibility for their own lives, who believes that government should give them health care, housing, food, you name it, he says. It's a pretty sweeping indictment. And so it's not like he's saying we need to have a, you know, an informed debate, in this country about how much welfare there should be and how much Medicare there should be. No, that's not what he's saying. He's showing utter contempt, disdain, disgust for half of the electorate and basically telling all the rich folk in the room that those of us here, we're the strivers. We take personal initiative. And the other people out there are freeloaders, and that's the people who Barack Obama can count on to support him for his presidency. Now, I don't know how you guys voted, but if you voted for Barack Obama, I'm betting you also pay a pretty hefty share of taxes.
Unlike Mr. Romney.
Unlike maybe Mr. Romney. I mean, I pay more than 13%. That's for darn sure.
Also, you have the Democrats who are obviously giddy about this. But folks have to also understand, I guess it's now 48, 47 days before the election. This thing is not over. This is not somehow, this tape right here seals the deal.
I think you're right. I mean, people, I've been getting all these emails from people saying, you've done it. You know, this story has done it. It's over. It game changed and all that. I think this is a 50-50 election down to the wire. I've been on talk shows where a lot of Republicans have gone on saying they're fired up by Mitt Romney's remarks. They like dumping on half of America. And they have the three debates to go through, the one vice presidential debate. We know that any day there could be an international or a financial crisis that comes up that may affect the contours of the race. So there's a lot that could happen, and I think this will go down to the wire.
Okay, I got 15 seconds. How long have you had the tape?
I had it just for like a week or two, but I was verifying and authenticating it. We put it up really as soon as we could. There was no strategic timing here.
And could you verify that it was not Jimmy Carter's grandson who made the tape, but he's the one that connected you?
James Carter is a researcher who put me in touch with the person who made the tape. He never obtained the tape.
Gotcha.
All right.
Good catch here. You're getting lots of conversation, lots of hits. David Korn, editor-in-chief, MotherJones.com. Thanks a bunch, David.
70 minutes. You can watch it in its entirety on MotherJones.com. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Good job.